All right, as promised, we are joined right now by an offensive lineman for the Arizona Cardinals. He signed a 5-year contract with that team. He spent 5 years with the Giants. He was a 2-time first-team All-Big East player at Syracuse. He was the 19th pick overall in 2013. Justin Pugh is my guest. Justin, good to have you on. How are you?
I'm doing well. How's everything going with you?
Good, Justin. Let me ask you about the process. In terms of free agency, when you sign with the Cardinals, what about the process itself? I mean, is this something that you can kind of enjoy? Like, hey, I'm out there, I can go about and find where I want to end up? Or is the process itself just kind of stressful?
It's definitely stressful. I mean, if you're Kirk Cousins, it's not stressful.
Right.
You're going to get a, you know, $90 million contract guarantee. But as a guy coming off a back injury that was on IR to end the season last year, proving to teams I was healthy, letting them go through that whole physical process, it definitely was a little stressful for me. You know, obviously you value yourself somewhere, and then you got to face the reality of the situations. And luckily I found a team that loved me and wanted me there, and everything worked out perfect.
That's a great answer. If it's Kirk Cousins, it's not stressful because he's got guaranteed money. Just one sidebar on that, Justin. When you look at him, he got a guaranteed contract, right? The first of its kind. Do you think that might open it up to other guys, or is that kind of a one-off because that's a guy who bet on himself a couple of years in a row and he set it up that way?
No, I think it'll start to be the norm. The quarterbacks drive the market. Obviously, the highest paid players in the team, they're the faces in the NFL. So once that quarterback club starts, you know, banding together and getting those fully guaranteed contracts, it'll start to trickle down. And then obviously, like, the other top players, the D tackles, the D ends, the left tackles, and then it kind of trickles down. Obviously, if you look at every other sport, they have guaranteed contracts. But obviously, the risk of injury for the NFL is so much higher. That's why it's taking a little bit longer to catch up, I think.
We're talking to Justin Pugh. So what was it about Arizona that made you feel like the Cardinals were the right fit and Arizona was the right place?
The culture. I mean, obviously, the weather is amazing in Arizona, the quality of life, the cost of living. I'm coming from New York where, you know, you pay a few $1,000 a month and they give you a shoebox to live in. But Arizona has been unbelievable. The coaches, Coach Wilkes, Coach Ray Brown, the offensive line coach, just gel with them immediately. Really looking forward to it. And then obviously they have some very, very good players on that roster that I can learn from and play with.
We're talking to Justin Pugh. In terms of coming out here or coming out to Arizona, you are a Northeast guy. You were raised in the Northeast. You went to school in the Northeast. You started your career in the Northeast. Do you have any idea what it's going to be like to play out west and in the desert? And do you have any concerns about things like snakes and scorpions?
So that's what I've been hearing. But I heard as long as you have a good pest control, Bertrand Barry told me that make sure the first hire you make is your pest control guy and make sure that's all taken care of. I'm not a big fan of snakes. But I'm going to make sure I wall off the property so nothing can get in. But, yeah, obviously being a Northeast guy, I'm used to the weather, used to all four seasons. And in Arizona, it's, you know, 2 to 3 months out of the year, it gets pretty hot. But just like in the Northeast, when it's snowing, there's 4 feet of snow on the ground. You go from heated car to heated building, back to heated car, and wherever you're going next. Out there, it's obviously the opposite. You just go from an air-conditioned car to an air-conditioned practice facility. Out until we play inside, so I'm not really too concerned about it. And you know, I just moved down to Florida this past offseason. I'm loving this warm weather.
Yeah, you've set this thing up, and there's a reason why so many athletes who are not even playing in that market just go to that market, or retired athletes go to that market. It's a great place. Justin Pugh, my guest. Listen, I know how tight your family is, and I think people will remember the year that you were drafted. We'll remember that as well. When you signed with the Cards, it would make sense that the first Cardinals jersey that anybody would get would be a Justin Pugh Cardinals jersey, but your brother already had a Pat Tillman jersey. How did that come to be, and what does it mean to be joining a team that Pat Tillman played for?
Yeah, definitely. My family's a military family. My brother's in the Air Force, and it's always been, you know, obviously a soft spot for our family. We take a lot of pride in supporting our armed forces. And when I signed with them, my 9-year-old nephew Jack told my brother, he's like, "Dad, we already have a Cardinals jersey hanging in the house. It's the only one we have hanging in the house." And it was a Pat Tillman jersey. So I didn't even put two and two together until, you know, I told the Cardinals. I'm like, my brother just, you know, told me this. And it's a complete honor. He obviously gave the ultimate sacrifice, and he was a guy that you can look up to and someone that you try to, you know, model yourself after. Obviously, being in the NFL, you can't do what he was able to do, but, you know, try to wear it with pride and represent the Cardinal organization with pride, and that's something I look forward to doing.
Justin Pugh joining us, and you mentioned your back injury. I go back to that because you were part of a great uninterrupted video about the relationship between you and your neighbor, Bill. It's an amazing story. It starts with him saying a prayer for you and your back. Who is Bill, and then how did you meet him for the first time?
Well, I met Bill like 3 years ago when I first moved into Jersey City. And next door neighbor, he was going through some hard times. His wife had passed away. He's collecting Social Security. So when she passed away, it was a little bit harder for him to keep up with the rent. He fell behind a little bit. And so he was about to get evicted. And he literally just left a note on my door asking if he could have a conversation with me. And all he knew was I drove like a, you know, a SUV. He's like, it looks nice enough. Maybe he can help me out. And he was 70 at the time. He was 68 years old. And he comes to my door in tears. And as a 26-year-old, 25-year-old, you don't realize the magnitude of what was happening. And he asked me if I could help him out. And obviously, I think if anyone was in that situation, they would help out somebody. And so now he's kind of become, you know, one of my boys. He's always around the house. He's always hanging out. And the reason we did the video wasn't, I didn't want to pat on the back or anything like that. I just wanted to make the video so people could see what he was going through, so we could maybe get him some help. Because I knew this year that I might not be coming back to New York. So now we have like a food prep company that sends him meals once a week. We have a sports drink company that sends him sports drinks. So he's getting by. He's getting better and better. I know he'll be rocking a Arizona Cardinals jersey every Sunday. 3 games, I'm a fan there in North Jersey.
You're a good dude. He, in the video, he says, quote, about you, without him, I'd probably be homeless. One more thing, though. It's not a one-way street. He asked you at one point, what can I do to help you? And you said you couldn't think of anything because, as you've said, he's not the most limber guy. But then he started to take your trash out. How did that come to be, and how much pride does he take in that job?
He takes the utmost pride in it. And one day, like, my dog was bothering me a little bit during the season, and he took the trash out. He's like, Justin, let me do this every day. So I kind of made it his job because he's not working it right now. And so we started taking the trash out every Sunday. If I'd ever go out there and try to help him take it out, like, I'd always go out there with him when he was doing it, and he would always yell at me, no, this is my job. So he takes very good pride in it. He's like the neighborhood watch. He's always sitting outside on his stoop, so he's always checking in on my house if I wasn't there. I was in an away game to make sure no one was coming around.
That's a great story. All right, now, before I let you go, you are a Syracuse guy. How much attention are you paying to your alma mater and what they're doing in the NCAA tournament?
Oh, every year. It's like everyone's like, oh, Syracuse doesn't deserve to be in, this, that, and the other thing. You get us into the tournament, we're gonna wreak havoc. And I'm looking forward to watching them tonight. Obviously, Duke's a matchup that, you know, we've played them before, so the zone's not going to catch them by surprise as much. So we've got to go out there and just play hard. And you know Bayheim's going to have something up his sleeve. So I'm looking forward to another upset tonight and the continued dominance of the Syracuse Orange men in an NCAA tournament.
Come on, man. The zone, catch them by surprise. They play your zone. They stole that zone from you. They know about that zone. They're playing it.
And I'm just saying, Bayheim's going to do something to throw them off a little bit. There's just to it. We play them, you know, obviously twice a year. But it's going to be different come tournament time. The pressure's on a little bit more. I'm looking forward to my guys getting
him tonight. Bayheim, he is an unbelievable cat. Did you spend much time with him when you were on campus?
When we were there, we were always jealous of the basketball team because they were number one in the nation. We were just trying to get to a bowl game. So they had their own separate wing, the Carmelo Anthony Center. They were always over there. So now that I'm in the NFL, I can go back and talk to those guys. But back then, you know, they were big men on campus.
Justin, one last thought. I thought of this. You know, when you come to Arizona, that means you get to reunite with your old college teammate, Chandler Jones. The two of you were not exactly the most hype recruits when you arrived in college. What were the two of you like at that time? And then how do you explain how both of you got to where you are right now?
Well, when Doug Marone came in, he really, you know, turned the whole program around and created a blue-collar, like, toughness to us. And me and Chandler started going against each other. I was a freshman. He was a sophomore. And we didn't know how good each other were at the time. We were just out there battling and thought that was the norm. And then we made a pact. I think it was like his junior year, my sophomore year, where, you know, we're going to go first round. And then obviously he goes, he gets picked first round. And 1 year after him, I got first round. So it's going to be exciting to go back there. We had some epic battles. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm not playing left tackle out there, so I don't know if I'm going against him too much, but, I'm definitely going to try to slide out and go against him a few times just for, you know, old time's sake.
Signed a 5-year contract with the Arizona Cardinals. He's got a fresh start. He was the 19th pick overall in 2013. Justin Pugh, my guest. Justin, you nailed it. Great to have you on the show. Thanks so much. I would love to do that again soon.
Thanks for having me on. Take care. Enjoy
the weekend.
That
was fun, man. Have a great weekend. Good luck tonight. Justin Pugh. And I stand by what I've always said. Offensive linemen are great guests. They're just great guests. Generally, they don't want to do it, but they're great guests because they're always really bright. Very technical position. I say it. That should be my disclaimer every time I interview a lineman, which is only a few times a year, but they're always great.